Although he sleeps, she does not. The hour of resolve has arrived. Heavy is the burden resting upon your shoulders. Will you stand against the chaos unleashed by the villain? Or shall your realm bend to the will of darkness?
Chapter 62. You cannot strike what you cannot sense. Days have come to pass, and not a movement has been made. Kieran was still recovering, and so a journey would have to wait. Evanor was placed into a coma. Arsig was mending on his own. The Grand Wizard was hard to reach, for he intended to be alone. The Arcona was silent as fire crackled in the common hall once again. Staring with a distracted mind into the burning wood, I stared with unease. Oh, Grand Wizard. Hello.
Alzador, please do address me by my name. Titles and pleasantries are unnecessary. You are one of us now.
I had been so hardened by my polite disposition that I continued to forget I had become one of them. Forgive me, Kieran. Have you checked on Arsig? Has Evanor shown signs of returning to us?
Arsig is wounded, but he will live. Evanor, on the other hand.
A tone of uncertainty sprung from Kieran's voice. Evanor had been struck by a foul staff, wielded by Vilrum. She wasn't merely unconscious. Somehow, through the power of the shard, her mind was trapped.
Vilrum dispatched us with precision. He folded the might of the dwarf and disabled Evanor's ability to think critically. I have attempted to mind-meld with her, but to no avail. Her thoughts are shrouded in darkness. She will not wake.
And we must travel to the peak of Vorsnuth and find him.
Not just yet. There are preparations to be made.
Kieran had been alive a lot longer than the rest of the council. He had experienced much in his lifetime, and to rush into conflict was not likely. But he had been weakened. I could sense it. What little he had left, he poured into protecting the citadel. Kieran spent hours manifesting air wardens to monitor the Arcona at all hours of the day and night. But it continued to drain him. More time had passed, and I could no longer bite my tongue. Kieran, these are marvelous beings crafted of wind and wrath, but if you do not make your way to the peak of Vorsnuth, I fear Vilrum will grow too powerful to stop.
And I fear what may happen if I were to leave you alone.
Then stay.
Pardon me?
Mustering the courage to stand against the wishes of the Grand Wizard, I squared my shoulders and pressed on. That's right. You stay and guard the Arcona. I will go and search the region in the north. I am well, and I am strong. You, on the other hand, are not fit to travel for the gods know how long.
Ah, the wielder of the flame intends to burn down the mountain and smoke out his prey. Rushing into conflict will not bode well. He is cunning and vile, empowered by the shard.
And I am hidden from his sight. Gesturing towards the mark on my back, Kieran smirked. For now, he realized that the Council did have other options.
Evanor, with all the years that I've spent within the Nova Realm, her mind was always several paces ahead of the rest.
Kieran looked at me deeply, with an intense focus.
You're right, Alzador. Go in search of Vilrum's whereabouts. But do not be so quick to rush into combat. Simply find his lair and return. Together, we will use your portal magic and strike swiftly.
I will relay my findings through the Seer's Stone within the staff when I can. Kieran, do take oath. The elven wizard bowed. I returned the gesture and left him. Walking down the halls of the Arcona Citadel, I pondered to myself. If these air wardens could withstand an attack when the Council of Four were so easily caught off guard. I had to find him. We must not let the darkness spread.
Hey everyone, this is John Luna, the creator and one of the guardians of the Nova Realm. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed.
Check out TalesOfTheNovaRealm.com for bonus content and more.